And rising, everyone, and welcome to another episode of A Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
I'm John.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine, feminine energy, and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all of their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, so we certainly appreciate you guys so very, very much. Sure. Open lines for any and all callers, the entire program, and the BBS Radio phone lines are as follows. The direct line that can be used by listeners outside of the United States is 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And for those listeners in the United States, it's 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And finally, 888-627-6008. Subscribers to our show would be appreciated, although they are not necessary. All right, John. Hey, anything new with you, buddy?
No, not too much, Kevin. Here in Canada, we're starting to get ready for winter, of course. So
yeah,
clearing up the deck and anything outside that has to be done before we start getting snow and
right. That
kind of thing. But wow, Kevin, no shortage of information on For the People. We've got lots to cover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's tons.
Wow. Very interesting stuff, Kevin.
Yeah. So I thought we would pick up where we left off from our last show, and discuss the next For the People.space postings and articles. And it looks like the first one that we're going to have, and again, there's like a slew, as you mentioned, there's what, eight maybe? Woo! Again, and some of these are really long, you know, so... But we'll do our best to kind of summarize, and then again, John and I always encourage you to take it upon yourself to land on that site, forthepeople.space, and then read the articles for yourselves. Because again, there are some videos embedded in these articles, and other information and memes that we don't necessarily discuss here on the program. So I would encourage you all to take a look at those videos on your own time.
Right on, Kevin. And, you know, if folks have their own take on this information or something they've read, I'd like to hear their take on it, too.
Oh, absolutely. I want to hear callers. You know, it's always a joy and exciting to have a different perspective and someone call in and discuss what they've read in these articles. They might have a different point of view, right? And we'd love to hear it. And love to have a conversation. So please, if you're all inclined to do so, we would enjoy callers. So please do that. All right. So the next article is entitled Woke, Officially a Joke. And this is kind of like in the category of military is the only way. Peace is the prize. Mm-hmm. And right off the bat, in big red bold letters, we're taking our rainbow back. So you kind of know where this is leading.
Yeah, right on. You know, Kevin, I was really happy to see that. I'm sure everyone was. And I would just like to comment before you read further about taking our rainbow back.
Right.
If you've noticed on their the flag that they use, the LGBTQ flag, the rainbow, the colors are inverted from our chakra centers, our merkabas. So they invert everything, you know. And I think in that message, if we're taking our rainbow back, I think there's a message in there that, you know, we're getting our rainbows back, our energy back into our systems, a little assistance, as we've talked in the past, of correcting the arrangement or the energies of our merkabas. Yes. I just wanted to put that in there because I think there is some information in there. Of course, show the devil throwing the flag and the whole gamut on this.
Yeah, I kind of view that also as like there's no more perversion of the light.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you. You've got some stuff to read.
That's fine. That's good. Yeah, that's a good point. So So the first thing you see here in the article is you see a photograph or picture, meme, whatever, of Pete Hegseth, the U.S. Secretary of War, and saying that basically he was saying that he's bringing the fighting capability of the military standards back to America. There's no more of this male generals in skirts and in lipstick, and no more gossiping on social media like insecure teenage girls disparaging our commander in chief. There's no more pronouns, no more of that stuff, no more fat generals or admirals, or no more high heels, nail extensions, and fake eyelashes on the battlefield. It's over. It's over. And if anyone crosses the line, FAFO. And I think all of you may know what that means by now. But since we're on BBS radio, we can say whatever you want. Fuck
ahead,
around, find out.
go.
So, fitness and standards are going to be enforced. All right. And then you see a meme next of the president kneeling down in the sand on the beach, spelling out FAFO using seashells. So I think that is a reference. Wasn't it Comey? I think it was Comey, wasn't it, who referenced 8647, 8647 on the beach, which, of course, we know what that 86 means, 47. So, yeah.
Down
All right.
there.
Yeah. Next, if you scroll down, next there's a video. An actual video
It's quite
of a man,
funny.
yeah, of a man who was pulled over by a traffic cop. And this guy says he identifies as a cat. So now I'm not going to get into it, but I'd encourage you to look at that video because that cop really slams him, and makes the guy feel stupid, I'm sure. And he is kind of stupid.
It's true.
Yeah. Then we have a meme of Sydney Sweeney in her jean commercial, and then the American Eagle is responding to all the jealous woke women about that. And there really are so many memes and texts and pictures and stuff in this article, and they all bring to the surface the silliness and the absurdity of the LGBTQ behavior.
Yes.
There's one here with Mike Pence cross-dressing.
Yeah. Did that one surprise you to see that? I'd never seen that before.
I think I saw that quite a while back, which, and when I did first see it, did surprise me. Yeah, Mike, it just doesn't look right. I mean, Mike Pence and cross, it just doesn't look right,
It's true.
There's another picture there of Michelle Obama displaying a penile bump under her dress. Macron's wife as a man, and I think, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show here, the devil is behind the gay pride flag. So
Right.
yeah, we are definitely taking our rainbow back,
And then they show the one there of Michelle Obama next to Justin Trudeau, which, of course, I like being from Canada and all.
yeah,
And
oh
she's
yeah.
sitting there like, I don't know, like she's an umpire or something at a ball game. And Justin Trudeau, he's all folded up like a cheap lawn chair. Jeez.
Yeah, and there's one meme picture there of Barack Obama, who apparently is good buddies with the Draco lizard kind of folks. So, yeah.
Right, yeah, that's kind of a spooky one, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Ooh, okay. Anyway, that was interesting.
I hear you. That
All
was a
right.
good post.
So the next article is called Nationalization. And again, this is a long one, but it's in the category of dark to light, and peace is the prize.
Yeah, it's a very important one.
Yeah.
Just packed full of info and yeah.
It's really nothing less of a nothing short of a lesson of the truth of our linear history, and how we became overtaken by the dark forces, and not only the planet, but also how the United States itself became the central component of the takeover. And most, if not all, of the major systems of government were taken over and controlled by the dark forces. And of course, we're slowly seeing that, where that all of that is being exposed, and how it's affected mankind in the United States. It's, the financial institutions, the healthcare systems, the educational systems, even the judiciary, the court systems. We've seen police, fire, social services, child protection agencies, and even the military industrial complex were, they were all seeded with the satanic agents working to enslave, and to crush and harvest children, and to break the hearts of innocent human beings. It's just horrible. And of course, as I mentioned, we're beginning to see all of this take place on the surface and being exposed to the public. Now, the article goes on to say, now imagine Source Light, our creator. He sees this, all the stuff that's happening here on Earth, and decides to do a clean sweep and clear the whole swamp of demons and snakes and all at once. And then the article goes into the white hat persuade a few dark of the puppets to shut down the United States government. So now that article brings us right into the current situation, to help drain the swamp. So we're seeing this now in current day situations, and we are in the process and in the plan to take back our country and our planet. So again,
Just incredible.
it is a lot of information here.
There is. So there's a lot going on right now that people are not aware of as while the government is shut down, Kevin. And a lot of that information we'll probably find out down the road through more posts. Kevin, this article being one of the most important ones here, I'd like to read a few paragraphs from this, if
Sure,
that's
go
all
ahead.
right with you.
Yeah.
And it starts with the first illustration there. And I'll just read what it says under the illustration. Imagine a dark force takes over a planet of light to establish limitations, slavery, and mind control structures all across the globe, centralized in the United States. Every avenue has been weaponized, ensuring the people are bankrupt, nutritionally starved, depleted, tormented, controlled, lied to, overworked, suffering, and willing to attack and compete with one another, as you see every day, as they feed the dark system with their slave wages. And the next one says, now imagine Source Light, our creator, sees this and decides to do a clean-up sweep, as you have mentioned earlier, of the whole demons and snakes all at once. White hat assets persuade the new dark puppet, as you've already read this, Kevin, and any beings of light, all without swamp congressional approval. They are doing all this cleanup, which is incredible. And then I just want to read this last two paragraphs. It's the third illustration. And basically, the white hats are now in charge of everything. Now that they've shut down this government, there's no more of those demons there interfering. They will rebuild a system of light to support the people, nourish humanity, teach truth, sovereignty, and remove debt, taxes, and destitution, pardon me. This is all happening right now. This is what they're talking about while the government shut down. They will flood every city with abundance and bring peace and happiness back to each community, offering state-of-the-art healing technologies, herbs, and intelligence to help people heal, thrive, feel safe, and live according to their highest well-being. All laws that harm humanity will be rewritten to serve the honor of the people. That's going to happen with the military. Those new laws will be irreversible because the White Hat military have total control over America right now, and everything they put in place will stand. So this is happening right now. This
Yes,
is absolutely incredible.
it is.
We're going to see a lot of things coming out technically, as I say, new way, maybe information on herbs and other types of healings. We're going to see this stuff all start unrolling very quickly. So the turning point, when they talk about the turning point, absolutely. Look what's happening here now.
Yeah, you mentioned I see that we will go back again to the US Constitution and be a constitutional republic. And so a lot of these laws will be rewritten. Right now, the dark forces have rewritten these laws to benefit them. And of course, the white hats have taken over, as you said, and I'm sure that a lot of the laws will be rewritten according to the United States Constitution, instead of admiralty law, right? So yeah, and then of course new advanced technology will be coming in, and I'm sure they're going to rearrange the educational systems, the financial systems, so we won't recognize this place,
No, that's
United
true,
States,
Kevin.
or the planet, what, a couple of years. I'm sure it's going to be completely overhauled, renewed, right?
So a tremendous amount of this is happening now, being rolled out now, and when the EBS happens, I think that's when they're going to get into municipalities and all that kind of thing, re-educate police forces and so on of the new standard laws.
Yeah, a lot of information in that article. So, yeah. All right, let's go to the next one. CEO of Earth. And this
This one
is,
is riveting too, Kev.
yeah. I mean, if you read, they're slamming us with a lot of information. I mean, you have to reread these articles more than once. You really do. And each time you reread them, you're going to get new information. They're just jammed packed full of information. And a lot of it is new stuff that we haven't heard. And then a lot of it is stuff that we have heard for those of us who are in the know and have been following what's going on for the last 6 years or so,
Correct, Kevin. It gives you validation too, and
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So this article explains to us the history of our world using an analogy of how a creative being is inspired to build something. Initially, they're generally in charge of every aspect of their creation. Now, as their creation expands and they have excitement and passion about other ventures, they can hire a president or CEO to grow and perhaps protect and nurture their creation. Right. Now, the CEO then generally hires their own staff to handle complex situations, and the new board of executives now hold power to determine what happens with the creation. They even ha have and hold the power to override the original creator. And we've seen this in like corporate takeovers and things like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This analogy then kind of moves into the creation lightship, or our creator source energy, who created this universe, the solar system, and planet. Now, Earth was initially a water world vacation destination. And actually, no one lived here, as it was a pristine living library of many sacred species and protected by the source, tucked away safely in the far reaches of the universe. But unfortunately, we were tucked away right next to what's called the Beyondo, and apparently that's a vast darkness inhabited by derelicts and demons. So go
What a
figure
place
that.
this must have been to visit, Kevin, back in its pristine time.
Right, and having all like a living library of and I think that's what the Ark was, right? We keep hearing the Ark of the Covenant and things like that. I think kind of like that was a lot
And
of
now
the
we know it was a great grandfather or great great grandfather of Noah was Thoth, and that's how all that
We'll be getting
they
into
were
that
replicating things.
soon too.
Okay, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. As I was reading this article, because it's like an analogy, and it kind of like it was creating a story and reminding me of me sitting in front of a like a half circle of children, and I'm reading this as a storybook tale, in fact, this story was told to us actually in a very, very famous movie called Star Wars, right? This is interesting. The
It
Galactic
is.
Empire in Star Wars represents the Galactic Federation, overseeing this planet as the CEO and the executives of Earth, with fallen angels, demons, clones, aliens, dark humans, really odd creatures, and slaves, and even Borg beings. They've been all making the decisions and determining what kind of trauma events that's going to be implemented on Earthlings. Now, this again was a very long article with a lot of interesting
It is.
information.
It's amazing how many movies have given us information. And as you had mentioned earlier, we looked at them as fictitious fairy tales or whatever. And here there was so much truth to a lot of them. Disclosure.
Yes, soft disclosure, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, Kevin. Again, with this one, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a couple of the illustrations.
No, please go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm gonna, it's the third illustration there, and it said soon after Guardians of Light were taken over by the Dark Federation, this section of Earth became a prison planet. This section, and as we know, what we know is of the as the globe is a very small part of it. Remember, what we know as Earth is a tiny speck of the entire planet, which is why some people believe it's flat. As word got out, the most atrocious and beastly criminals from across the universe were dumped here and locked in as a way to discard and contain the unwanted. Thus, this earth is crawling with the most vile and demonic creatures from across the galaxy and beyond, with guards on watch to keep all prisoners locked inside the prison boundaries. Now, I have a feeling a lot of this has changed, of course. The Federation also harvested the bravest and most brilliant of all humans across the universe and dumped them down here after they rebelled on other planets, attempting to lead the way for sovereignty. These spirits were banished to this earth amongst the most violent forces to be used as food for the demons. That's the Galactic Federation. So it's horrible what's happened. And the Galactic Federation seen all this come into play. It supported it. Now, the fourth illustration, it says around 8,000 years ago, the Galactic Federation welcomed more extremely dangerous and violent refugees to this Earth from an exploded planet that had been hit by a benevolent race of light warriors attempting to save this universe by destroying the fallen angels. And then it says, instead, these dangerous fallen angels were brought to Earth and eventually appointed to some of the highest positions all around the planet. Kings, queens, emperors, presidents, prime ministers, priests, bankers, doctors, professors, lawyers, scientists, postmasters, and so on. Now it gets better. It's not all doom and gloom. And then I'm just going to go down to the bottom where there's a kind of a photo of an atom there. The light being ambassadors, Jedi Knights leading this rescue, devised a plan to override the interference from the Galactic Federation. The Golden Dome and the United States Space Force are our new guardians of light, and they cannot be corrupted as their system's commander is basically a living light cube that cannot be bribed or blackmailed.
Very good.
And then just the next two paragraphs here. The original ascension was slated between 2006 and 2008, when the light recognized almost no one would make the ascension due to the extreme levels of dark force infiltration and mind energy running through humanity. They scrubbed that plan altogether and basically rewrote the ascension in ways we've never seen before. Never seen before. Like, this is just incredible. The evacuation of all the dark forces from this planet, gaining control over the negative alien time machines, timelines, and matrix populators. The rejuvenation of humanity in health. This is a very important line here. The rejuvenation of humanity in health, psyche, financial stability and balance, with the opportunity to invite the spirit back into back in through doing what you love, removing pain, trauma, and fear. This new plan to save the world has been implemented, and it's rolling out beautifully under the Trump administration, powered by the White Hat Q team military. So as we mentioned in our last show, we are getting help. We may not see it. There's energy, there's forces there that is helping us to correct our bodies, our Merkabas, and so on. And we're going to see a lot of this roll out. But some of it I don't think we'll see. It's just happening. It's just a change in frequency.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to read over that because it really does point out what's gone wrong and what they've done to correct it, and they are correcting it. So it's not doom and gloom. We are on the downhill side now of a whole new world, a whole new existence for us.
Yes. Yeah. That's awesome news, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I didn't mean to take up too much time there, Kevin.
Oh, that's fine.
I know we've got lots to cover.
Yeah. Okay. I guess the Galactic Federation has been taken over, cleaned out, whatever. And of course, now we have our new guardians who have taken over. And
yeah, it'll be interesting to know exactly what's happened with the Galactic Federation. But
yeah.
I'm sure they're not happy.
It kind of made me want to go back to watch Star Wars again. When it initially came out, it was, I don't remember exactly when. Was it 80s? Was it in the 80s when Star Wars came out? Something like that.
I thought it was late 70s, but I'm
70s?
Not sure.
Okay,
but it would be watching it again for the first time
I
because
so.
With
yeah.
this new information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one is called Noah's Ark. Now, mm-hmm. I loved this one, okay, and the category here is crimes against humanity. Okay, mm-hmm. Noah's Ark. Now, biblical story, right? We know about Noah's Ark. Now, Enoch was the incarnation of the spirit we know as Thoth, and also also known as the fallen angel Lucifer. Now, I always thought Noah was a good guy. But apparently, in this article, he's not so good.
Well, again, that's what they've done to us through manipulating religions and all this kind of stuff, right?
Right. Yeah. So, Enoch, or Lucifer, is Noah's great-grandfather. And, of course, the flood was created by the dark side. Mm-hmm. Now, the earth spirit would never do anything that would harm humanity. Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm glad to hear that, because later on in this, we'll find out that there really is no such thing as a natural disaster, according to Ron Amatron, who is, of course, the ambassador to Source. And now, Noah, NOAA, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, interesting name to choose for a group of thugs using technology to manipulate the weather and cause drastic flooding.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? They use this.
Yeah.
And we call it NOAA, in short.
Yeah.
So,
and other disasters, whether it's a hurricane or a tornado, all these things that these people, these evil, are perpetrating upon us.
How did Noah know the flood was coming? Well, the same way the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration knows when a storm is coming, because they create it. So the dark has been creating all of these disasters that we thought were natural.
We've been told everything is a lie.
These hurricanes, these horrible tornadoes, anything. Earthquakes, I'm sure. Have all been created by the dark force. And of course, the joke has always been on humanity, because again, as you said, we always thought that it was natural. It's supposed to be like that. And of course, they laughed at our innocence and trusting nature. But humanity will know the truth. It is coming out. It's surfacing. Every lie will be exposed by the light. So
yeah.
And it's good to know that Trump fired most of the scientists in DC. And
Yeah.
then all of a sudden we have the first September in over 10 years where a hurricane did not make landfall.
That must have made
Okay.
you happy. In your
Yeah.
neck of the woods.
Yoo-hoo, yeah. Yeah. AccuWeather just changed its hurricane predictions also for 2025. So I guess they've decreased their hurricanes. I don't know. But anyway, this will likely be the first time in nearly a decade that the peak of hurricane season passes without a named storm, you know.
It's going to be interesting, as you say, Kevin, to see how the weather pans out now going ahead over the next year. You
Yes,
know?
it will be. It will
Yeah.
be very, you know, and as it said, that Mother Nature or you know, the spirit of Earth would never really want to harm humanity. So that kind of once I feel that perhaps the weather patterns would naturally be relatively calm. We'd have peaceful rainstorms, perhaps, or we might have thunderstorms because we need the electrical activity in the atmosphere, you know,
Yeah.
at times. But perhaps we will, hopefully, we will never really experience those mega hurricanes anymore and
Yeah.
flash floods and
Yeah.
fires and everything that we've been
Yeah.
experiencing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine the weight off of the consciousness of the planet
Yeah.
removing all of this evil.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it was an interesting article. I enjoyed that
Sure
one too.
was. Yeah.
All right. So the next one is called A Rare Peace. Excuse me, Peace, PEACE. And let's now this category is the storm. This is a short one, short article. And what we see really are a meme. And it is a picture of JFK when he was young. And there is a statement, something, a quote that he said. And it says, the energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And that was, again, JFK who said that. And there was a couple of more. John, do you want to?
You can really see that happening, Kevin, even now, you know, as we see things happening around the world, all the changes that are going on, it can't be denied. And so, yeah, no, there's a huge energy. I feel a huge change just in October with the energy. And we can see the results of many things changing. Yeah, that was just a short post there. The next one you're going to go into, though, again, it was another riveting
Yeah, again,
posting.
yeah, that was again another long article.
It
These are
is.
really packed full of
They
information, I tell
are.
you. Yep.
Yeah, and I know we're squeezed for time because there's so much information.
Yeah.
And you condensed it as best you could. You've got, I think, 10 pages in total here or 11.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's incredible.
All right. The next article is called In the Field.
Right,
And
yeah.
yeah, and this is a category of Dark to Light, The Great Awakening. And then right under it says Of Experience. So it's like a continuation of the title In the Field of
Right.
Experience. It begins by saying that, you know, this is an attempt to explain the spiritual, energetic side of the plan to save the world. Now, there are many multifaceted operations that's been put into place to make sure this plan would be successful, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's difficult to explain, kind of using the English language. Q's even mentioned that to us. It's hard for him to explain things using our language. I always thought, was it our language, English? Was that that language that always kind of had black magic
Yeah,
words and
that's
things
what
like
we,
that, right? Yeah.
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 And some of those words just couldn't convey the concepts that needed to be conveyed. But in this article, they tried their best. So the light source was inspired to experience itself in all possibilities across existence, with every experience existing infinitely. Now, experience is important and very valuable for expansion. It's a reflection of all that is and all that can be experienced. Light beings don't actually have memory, and Q even mentioned this. I don't have much memory, you know, so I kind of have to go by what's in the now right now. But they can let's say tap into or merge with a light field of frequencies to access anything that has ever been experienced by the light. Now, each experience remains in its original frequency. And from the higher frequencies, it's extremely unpleasant and even often not possible to even tune into or merge with some of the darker frequencies of experience in the lower densities. Yeah. On Earth right now, tribunals are taking place that document the darker experiences in a form that will exist for all who are interested to know what really happened down here, and without having to be weighted down or slimed, if you will, by that negative energy experience itself. And now, this was interesting. The article goes on to explain that the dark forces, they like to copy and replicate everything that the light has to the best of its ability. Now, we've all heard of this term, the Akashic Records, right? We've heard, which is sort of a library with all the occurrences the negative aliens and Galactic Federation have documented in their rendition of the light field of frequencies. So those two are not the same. So you got the Akashic right. Records, and then you've got the light field of frequencies.
Right, right. So the Akashic Record, is that what they say? Record, record.
Yeah.
It's just a recording. And not not a frequency. When we are able to balance, harmonize, resonate our Merkabas, mm-hmm. we then tune into a higher frequency. We tune into the frequency and not find a recording. So
right.
Absolutely, it makes good sense to me. And that's also, I believe, how we. How we kind of jump from there is no time or space.
Mm-hmm.
We just tune into a higher frequency.
Yeah.
And then that frequency, we can choose which frequency to be. It's kind of like a radio dial. You can tune into any part of that dial, but you don't know it exists till you tune into it.
Right.
So it's not, you don't leave anything. We don't leave our rooms or any of that. The frequencies are all there. That's what I believe that we don't physically travel. We just tune into a different frequency, and then there we are at that mm-hmm. frequency, and you can observe what's happening at that frequency.
Okay.
We're just able to automatically tune in along that dial. We don't have to, when we have full access to our Merkabas.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Now, someone had asked me a question, Kevin, about how about accessing information that's in these frequencies. And I think that's a different level, a different avenue again.
Hmm.
That we can tune into different levels of existence through different frequencies, but I think we can also tune in once we bring our Merkabas to a resonant field. I believe there's another thing, like perhaps a scalar wave that connects all Merkabas, no matter what it is, even if it was a rock, whatever it would be, and we're able to select that, and that's how we draw information. We don't have to. We can just put ourselves in a state. Where we make that connection and we can draw the information. So as Q says, we don't need a brain. We don't need a memory. Mm-hmm. We have frequencies that deposit all that information. We don't need a recording or any of that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think to tap into those frequencies, it would be through the heart, right? It would not the mind or brain, right?
Okay. That's exactly, Kev. That's how I understand it, to use your word, is at the center of our Merkabas is our heart. And it's at that point when we get a resonant between our electromagnetic field, our upper and lower pyramids of our Merkaba, that that's when that scalar wave can be generated and we can access things. It would be nice to have Q on board to ask some questions, but that's how I see this happening or feel that this would happen.
Well, yeah, Q always says to go within, and within is to be aware of your heart and listen through your heart, and I think that's where you will listen and find and tap into all of that light field of frequencies of knowledge and memories and thoughts of the collective consciousness, if you will. So yeah. So all right. The also it mentions here it is a very important to lawfully document everything to make sure it doesn't happen again and to remove any loopholes the negative aliens would try to wiggle around or distort. And so a few of the most prolific satanic abusers with copious access to the darkest groups that perpetuated and promoted satanic rituals and pedophilia were tagged. And what they experienced has been chronicled by introducing a light anchor from source into their consciousness outside of time. And one of those satanic pedophilia abusers that was tagged was Leonardo DiCaprio. And the article goes on to name more tagged people and what is being done in Hollywood by the white hats. So that's interesting. If you was to tap into through your heart through the light field of frequencies, and you were curious as to what has happened here on Earth, let's say higher frequency light beings outside of time wanted to know what happened here on Earth. They are beings from other universes or whatever. They would tap into the light field of frequencies, and they would tap into the consciousness of selected individuals that represented the worst of the dark side, and they could kind of live the and understand the memories and the behaviors of those tagged people instead of them having to actually, I guess, experience the emotional aspect of the dark side, right? All right.
And as they have said, they're removing that all dark from this realm altogether, never to
Okay.
return again. So that's very good to know. And
Yeah.
yeah, you can tap into to experience it, or at least not so much experience, but get the tap into that memory
Yeah.
and know what you don't want,
Yeah.
so to speak.
Say, John, we actually have a caller. We have a
Oh,
caller.
dude. Oh, yes.
Duke from Rose on line one here to say hello.
All right.
All right. Let's put him through, Thomas.
Okay. Maybe he's got a question we can't answer.
Yeah. Duke, are you there?
Kevin and John. I am. How's Kevin and John today?
Kevin and
Very
John, it's
good. Very
great,
good, my
Duke.
friend.
How are you
I'm
doing?
good. Great, thanks. I was actually down in Florida there. I tried to call in when I was there, and I guess I was too late. So I was anyway, I'm back in Canada now. I'm actually not in Rosé. I'm actually in Rosé, just around the corner from Johnny.
Yes, I know.
Rosé. Okay.
It's
Very
a
good.
it's an area here.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, nice to hear
I
from
just
you.
want to give you guys an experience that I had when I was in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy, Kevin, this
This
one's for you.
is going to be good, so get on your seats. So
Okay.
I was in Ormond Beach on Thursday and visiting with friends down there. So we were walking along the beach. We did a 9 mile walk along the beach in the water. And when we were walking, there was a gentleman, I could kind of see him in the corner of my eye. And I still feel bad for the experience, and I have to overcome that myself. So I've been doing a lot of reading and listening to you folks, and I really appreciate you guys breaking things down and helping us understand
Oh, good.
all these different posts. I think it's awesome. We all need
Thanks.
it.
Well,
So
thank you,
I was
Duke.
walking along the
Appreciate it.
beach, and this guy came up and said, can I ask a question? So the guy that I was with, I kind of pointed to him. He's talking to you. So he says, yeah, what's your question? He goes, can I have a hug? Now I'm going to backpedal a little bit here because I enjoy giving hugs. It's I give it to everybody. I've never really distinguished whether somebody is good or bad. I always give them a hug. And in the last week or so, I've done some research, and I thought the understanding, or my limited knowledge understanding, is you have to be careful who you hug, because they may steal or take or diminish your spirit.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard that
Am I
too.
Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I think we mentioned that last show, a matter of fact. I think it was one
I
of the posts.
I probably heard it from you guys then.
Yeah.
So we didn't give him a hug. And as I was walking away, I gave him my spirit hug to help him. So that way there, awesome. You know, he still got hit what he was looking for. I felt good about it. I kept walking. And I kept thinking about that person. Maybe he really needed a hug. It wasn't he was going to do something to us or steal or be bad towards my spirit. Anyway, so that's what I did.
Well, okay. I think you did that. I think you handled that very well.
Yes. I think also, or I feel that if you were ever in a situation like that again, or if you wanted to, if you felt that maybe you would be in that situation sometime, to do a command for yourself, a command of protection or something that would,
good point.
To help, put a defense around your body or shrink your energy field or something to that effect so that you can protect it. And then be confident knowing that you can give that person a hug and yet still be, your spirit is protecting itself or you, so that's my thought. 'Cause I also love to hug people. And, I was even that guy that wore the free hug shirt and had the little poster free hugs. And I kind of hung out just, and this was before I knew that they could potentially steal my energy. But, again, if someone, I like Duke, I also like to give hugs just because it's sharing of love and of it.
Yeah.
But now that I'm aware, I would protect myself, protect my spirit by perhaps saying a command. Yeah.
Right. And the good news
so
is, of course.
I didn't know that per se, so that's why I did what I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the good news there, Duke, is in the near future, everyone will be beings of light. We won't have to worry about these dark individuals so much. And you can get back to your hugging.
Yeah. You can hug everybody all you want to.
But I won't take any more of your time. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. It's awesome. And thank you for the education and help me understand. So you guys take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Duke, very much
thank
for calling
in. Thank
you
so much, Duke, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, that was a nice call.
Man, wasn't it? All right. Yay.
Beautiful.
So, all right. We've roughly got maybe 8 minutes. I don't know, something like that. I think we can do one more article, John.
Okay. Well, we may have to leave the others.
Yeah. So.
Fine enough.
Wait a minute. It's okay.
Force of nature. Is that where we are?
Force of nature. That's it. And that's a category of all possibilities of light. Okay, so, and this is something John really likes, I think, is science. So, okay, we're going to get into some science now, and science that we should all study and become familiar with, because I feel this is kind of like basic science that we all should know, but it just hasn't been taught to us.
Right, it's been,
really,
That's right, exactly.
We've been taught that there are four forces in nature, right? Well, actually, there are more than that. We know of, let's see, fire. We know of earth, which is also dirt, if you will, water and air or wind, right?
Yeah.
And now the article goes on to begins to name the seventh force of nature. So we skipped... the fifth is ether.
Right.
And I would argue, I don't know, John, would the six perhaps be plasma? I don't know, but you know,
I really wouldn't know.
it was just a thought anyway. But
Right.
they name the seventh force of nature as well, they explain it. Energy into matter, into energy, into matter. Okay? Now, that kind of seems confusing, but if you can visualize, you remember Star Trek, right? And you remember that transport system? And matter of fact, in the article, they have a picture of four individuals on the platform, beam me up, Scotty, kind of thing. The energized, where right? You got that picture. So a beam of energy descends upon the body, which is matter, and it converts that matter into energy particles, then transport the particles to a coordinated location. And then it converts the energy particles back into matter or the body. So that's kind of like transport system, right? Now, and that's a machine that does that. But I think, as you pointed out, John, earlier, all of us have a Merkaba, and I think that is our transport system, so as a being of light, you can do that without a machine. You can use your own Merkaba.
And Kevin, if I can just comment on that for a minute, how I feel that happens is not so much a particle, but we are able to our Merkabas are all energy; they're not particles. So we're able to convert back to energy, which is no particle, raise our frequency, and drop into that next frequency and rematerialize. But we go back to matter. So we go back to energy and back to matter. So there really isn't a particle, and there never is a particle anyway, as we know. It's just a different speed of a consciousness of the Merkaba of a particle, whether it's an atom or an electron or whatever it is. And then with those particular forces, we would sense something being hard or soft or a difference between two items, whatever. So yeah, we just go back to energy and then go back to what we perceive as matter, which is really slowed down energy.
A denser energy, right? So I thought that was interesting. And now the article goes on to mention someone we mentioned last month, or not last month, last show program, a young lady named Amy Eskridge. She I think, unfortunately, at a young age, 34 years old, she was murdered. Like a lot of other scientists from Huntsville, Alabama. And of course, Amy Eskridge is a genius who I think worked with anti-gravity technology. And that's what we were talking about with the beams of energy, was anti-gravity technology. And the article goes ahead and introduces us to two other scientists, Dr. Ning Li and Douglas Tor, who were trailblazers for anti-gravity, working at the Center for Space Plasma and Aeronomic Research. And they used high-temperature superconductors to basically neutralize the effects of gravity. And the article goes on to explain the importance of our Merkaba and how it is formed by sacred geometry, and geometry is at the base of all subatomic interactions. And the reason why all of this advanced technology and scientific knowledge has been kept from humanity is because the dark does not want you to know how powerful your light body is, right? In this density, truths about your spirit is forbidden, yet science continues to recreate offshoots of almost everything our spirits are capable of, keeping us reliant on outside gadgets instead of striving to activate and go inward of our own true power and freedom, from within. So, I do see that the gadgets can be seen as a like training. I like to call them training wheels.
That's a good
Yeah,
analogy. I like it.
for us to learn by, because if we can understand the concept of the machine, you know, and the ideas behind it, we can kind of learn what our Merkaba does or how it can do the same thing. You know,
right.
we'll have to kind of grow spiritually, grow our energy levels, our frequencies, get
right.
higher frequencies, and have more knowledge. But anyway,
right.
I think they're training wheels for us. So anyway, and then it goes on to reference a movie, Contact, with Jodie Foster. And they showed that machine, which is kind of like a mechanical Merkaba.
Right.
And then it finally ends with the Cue the Storm Rider transcript. So,
right.
Anyway.
So when they're talking about our Merkabas, as we know, all things have a Merkaba and have consciousness, even if it's a rock. However, beings of light have access to their Merkaba and control of it.
Yep.
And we have just been kind of cut off from that. But as we learn to get control of it and get it in a resonant field, then we can obviously defy gravity and float around.
Yeah.
So, or whatever we want to do is what I'm trying to say. So with our training wheels, I think we'll get there.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Yeah, and it looks like that's going to help us. There's a lot more here I'd like to read, Kevin, so on, but we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time now, John. So, oh, it's been awesome, though, this program. I really feel good. We got a lot of information out. And we'll pick up again next month, next show, with the next article. And I just want to say that, especially now, perhaps it might be important for us to continue to do our commands, especially some of the important ones, the head to heart command, and increase your life force energy. But anyway. I feel like we had another good show, and I certainly enjoyed our discussion. And with a caller, Duke, thanks for calling
yes,
in
thank you,
and
Duke.
Talking about more articles for the people.space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you, John? Anything else?
No, that's about what wraps it up. And
okay.
We'll try to revisit some of this stuff next week if we have time.
Well, all right.
We'll see. But
all right.
I would like to thank everyone for tuning in, Kev.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah. It's
so
been a real pleasure, as always.
Right. Listeners, please stay tuned on BBS Radio for Sojourns with Hummy and her crew. And John and I will see you all again in 2 weeks on A Cuman Perspective.
Yes. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And thanks for listening to our recording. It's greatly appreciated. And thanks again, Kevin, for a wonderful time together, buddy.
You too, Johnny.
I appreciate it. Enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peace out.